Unit 3, Lesson 3, Antarctica. In 2001, Anne Bancroft and Liv Arneson traveled 2,700 kilometers on foot across Antarctica, each pulling a sled carrying 100 kilograms of food and equipment. Crossing this land of extremes was no easy feat. The temperature in Antarctica is often an unimaginable negative 40 degrees Celsius, the temperature at which skin and flesh freeze. Antarctica holds the record for the coldest temperature ever measured on Earth, which is negative 89.2 degrees Celsius. Antarctica contains approximately 70% of the world's fresh water supply, and yet it is considered to be one of the world's largest deserts. That's because Antarctica's enormous supply of fresh water is locked up in ice that averages over 2 kilometers in thickness. If the ice sheets melted, the seas would rise as much as 60 meters. However, like all other deserts on Earth, Antarctica receives less than 250 millimeters of rain a year. It's hard to believe that 500 million years ago, Antarctica had a warm climate and a cover of lush vegetation. Despite the enormous size of the continent, only a few invertebrates can survive on the Antarctic Peninsula, and even they are rare. The largest of this group is a type of midge, which grows to the colossal size of 12 millimeters. The only plant life that can survive in this harsh climate consists mainly of algae, moss, and lichen. While the surface of Antarctica is inhospitable to most living things, the water surrounding the continent is teeming with living creatures. At the bottom of the food chain in Antarctic waters is a hardy type of algae. During the winter, the algae live between the layers of snow on the sea ice, but when the ice breaks open in the spring, the algae pour into the ocean. Huge numbers of krill, tiny sea animals that are less than 8 centimeters long, feed on the algae. The krill, in turn, are a vital source of food for seabirds, fish, seals, whales, and penguins. Animals are not the only creatures drawn to the land of extremes. In 1959, the Antarctic Treaty established Antarctica as a special area to be governed internationally and used for scientific research. The treaty declared, "It is in the interest of all mankind that Antarctica shall continue to be used forever for peaceful purposes and shall not become the scene or object of international discord." Today, Antarctica has more than 30 research stations, including those of Argentina, Australia, Chile, Germany, Great Britain, Italy, Japan, New Zealand, Russia, and the United States. Most scientists live and work there from October to March, when the sun shines 24 hours a day. The second half of the year brings darkness and isolation. The few scientists who remain are trapped for months with only radios, phones, and the internet to link them to the rest of the world. After 6 or 7 months, a plane returns with supplies and releases the scientists from their solitude. Scientists know that this huge icy area holds important information about the planet. Their research has already shown that Antarctica plays a crucial role in the production of the cold, deep water responsible for the circulation of water in the oceans. They also know that Antarctica holds the largest supply of fresh water on Earth. Much of their research focuses on ozone, a form of oxygen. The ozone layer protects living things from the dangerous rays of the sun. In the mid-1980s, scientists discovered that the ozone layer above Antarctica was very thin. Scientists have also discovered that the temperature of the air and the water in Antarctica has been slowly rising since 1970. Warmer temperatures result in less sea ice during the winter months, and this may be having an effect on the Antarctic food chain. Scientists know that the number of krill in ocean waters near the Antarctic Peninsula has declined about 80% since the 1970s. The most likely explanation is the decline in the amount of winter sea ice and the algae that live on it. Humans are also affecting the food chain in Antarctica as they start harvesting krill in greater and greater numbers. It turns out that krill is a useful ingredient in a number of products. For example, it's used to make cosmetics, contact lenses, artificial skin, and specialized cleaning supplies. Other natural resources in Antarctica are being similarly exploited commercially. Scientists will continue to study the penguin and krill populations and carefully watch the ozone layer above Antarctica and the ice in the seas. If we are smart, we will protect the Antarctic environment that is so vital to our own well-being.